all curled up. He's such a sweet sleeper. Hey, sleepy eyes. Yeah, hi there. Time to take some medicine and move around a bit. I brought some ginger cookies, too. Oh, sweets, I know. The dizziness is still really bad, huh? Yeah, the medicine they give you always seems great at first. All the naps your tired, fuzzy brain could want, but I bet you're getting pretty bored, right? Oh, I know. It's almost been a week, but you still need to take it. I know you hate being so groggy and uncomfortable that you can't do anything, but it's better than the painful alternative, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Your pout isn't going to save you. It's actually making me want to protect you more, but that means you have to deal with this hard-ass nursing you. So, come on. Pop it down. Water. Here, I got you some ginger tablets, too, in case you feel like the cookies wouldn't sit well. It's not so bad, is it? You're one step further along now. When I think about where you were when you told me that you were trans, that you wanted to do all of this, that you needed it, even as miserable as you are right now, I don't think I've known you to be happier. I mean, hang on. I know you hate looking at old photos of yourself, but I've been wanting to point something out for a while. See? That was 4.5 years ago. Look at you now from then. You walk differently, more upright, you speak up more and defend yourself. You look and act differently, and I don't just mean from the hormones. You're gaining confidence again. And I think, I don't know if it's 100% of you just getting closer to the end, is it? The more of these procedures you have done, the more you go through every difficult step, the more you're willing to do, the more willing you are to challenge yourself. Now you've put yourself through hell and back again because you can take it. You know you can. My love, we call that growth. I am so unbelievably proud of you. You are incredibly impressive. And I'm losing you, aren't I? Oh yeah, the medicine is beginning to kick in. That was quick. Well, you were already a bit woozy, weren't you? You know, you might not be having much fun, but I like it when you're a gentle sleepy lump. I just get to snuggle you all day, keep you to myself. Tell you what, I'll get you into the bathroom. We'll give you a quick wash. Yes, I'm going to help you shower. And then I'm going to build a blanket nest in front of the TV, set up my own game consoles, cuddle you up to me, and we are going to play a game that requires no concentration whatsoever. Something still at least a bit engaging. Harvest Moon? Banjo-Kazooie? Mario Kart? If you feel like you can't keep control or start to doze off, I'll take over and you can, I don't know, tell me to blue shell myself. Would that be okay? Yeah? Come on. Hold on to me. Deep breath. 1, 2, 3. Yep. There. Let's get you cleaned up. You stink. And I think the hot water will help. Aw. You know I love your stink. Okay, no, I don't. But you are way worth tolerating it.